Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta! We're going to look at the tape. Get back to work. Fix some of these mistakes. It is Dukes and Bell with Abe Gordon. And today, Carl's got Veterans Day off. Let's start the show by wishing a happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. We know we have so many veterans in Metro Atlanta. A lot of our listeners are either active duty, a lot of folks who work around town, or are certainly folks who spent time in the military. And we thank you and love you guys and ladies. And thanks for your support and the job you do, including guys like my dad. Now, Memorial Day is for those who made the ultimate sacrifice, like Carl's dad and my dad. But to anybody who's a veteran, man, thanks for the work you've done or are doing right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Really appreciate and we always sit back and think. And, Mike, you just went overseas. You saw how things work in other parts of the world, and certainly we know the freedoms and liberties that are provided by those who serve this country, and right. Certainly can't go understated.
Man, I have so many things to talk about today, and Abe, thanks for being a sounding board on the German experience, but we talked a little bit about it on our pre-show, which is called Behind the Curtains, and that's on Twitch and YouTube, and some of the videos are already up there. You can check it out. But I was telling Mike Conti, our boss, when I came in, first thing I just got to say off the top of my head, and we'll talk more about this in Guy Talk, but we're walking into the Olympic Stadium, and it's a huge, long, the avenue goes all the way to that victory statue and then the Brandenburg Gate. So it's one straight shot, and it's very impressive. And we finally get dropped off. It's about almost like a half-mile walk from Uber to get to the stadium. And as we go through security, my wife's got one of those clear plastic bags that you have to go into Mercedes-Benz or State Farm, and it says 92.9. She put a 92.9 sticker on it. So we're taking a picture by one of the oversized Falcon helmets, and there's a guy kind of staring at us with his wife, and he kind of walks over, and he goes, you're not Mike Bell, are you? And I'm like, yeah. I go, where are you from, man? He goes, from just south of Glasgow. I'm like, you're from Scotland? He goes, love you and Kyle. Dukes and Bell, 92.9. I'm like, how? Wait a minute. Guy listens online. This dude listens on the interweb through Odyssey and everything else. And as a Falcon fan who is so invested that he listens at night, not every night necessarily, but he listens to Andy and Randy and you and Kyle. I agree with you. That's Zach Robinson. He's not helping Penix. Jay, it blew my mind. It really did.
Yeah, the time zone, right? The time switch means that he's just listening. Sitting right there at dinner, hanging out with you guys or with the
maybe
midday
at night,
show.
Right, having a cocktail.
Yeah, right before bed, before it turns late, you guys are on over there. Yeah. Either that or, of course, the Odyssey app. You can get all the podcasts as they get finished. But, yeah, it was really cool to see, and you experienced firsthand. I have 1,000 questions for you about going over there. But were there as many Colts fans as there were Falcons fans? Because from everything that I saw, everything the NFL pushed out that way, certainly things – and we'll see more of it because I follow the Falcons accounts and all that. It felt like there were just thousands of Falcons
fans. Yeah, I mean, now on my plane, we had 50, at least 50 on the way back. And we flew Lufthansa, so we weren't Delta. Sorry, Delta. Got to lower that rate to Berlin. But we wound up going Lufthansa through Frankfurt. And about 50 Falcon fans on my flight. There was about 25 or 30 on our flights out on Tuesday.
And you guys left early.
Yeah, we went to Prague. I'll tell you about that because that's one of my favorite cities. But we ran into so many Falcon fans. There was a Falcon, the Falcons had their own events together. There was two Falcon bars, two Colts bars. But yeah, I saw more Falcon fans than Colts fans.
It felt that way.
But there were at least, if I go on a limb, just from what I saw on the street, 1,000 to 2,000 Falcon fans at least who made the trip. But we saw so many fans around the stadium who wear their gear from other teams.
Right.
Now, part of that is, and I had a great conversation with a German husband and wife from outside Dresden, and they said, we took our kids to Miami, we go to the Florida Keys, we do Disney World, so we like the Dolphins. So it's almost like the way we figured out, the slice of Americana. The Germans love us because, if you remember, I don't know if they teach this to you kids anymore, but we kind of saved everybody in World War II and the Marshall Plan. We rebuilt the part of West Germany that the commies didn't take over. So they kind of really love us over there for many reasons. So they still love a piece of America. And they say to kind of adopt the team. So you'll see 49. You see a kaleidoscope of NFL jerseys. But the people next to us, she was wearing Dolphins. And I go, so why are you rooting for the Colts? Because it's their home game. But okay, so they basically, if it's their home game, de facto, the Colts get a little more love from the crowd than the Falcons.
Yeah, I think the most probably correlated to that here in the States is Americans who just kind of pick a European soccer team.
Right.
Or the Premier League or one of those, and that's their team. I think you get that. The other question I had for you, and I think it probably explains why the NFL keeps going overseas. As much as it can be frustrating for fans here or in Indianapolis, the reception at these games from the Europeans, from people who are landbound on that continent, I think you can see why.
Right.
I mean, the atmosphere looked great. The stadium sold out, and fans are just enjoying all of the festivities,
right,
not just the game.
We'll talk plenty about it, guys. Give you more of the stuff from the experience of the weekend, and just so much love for Falcon fans. And there were a lot of German Falcon fans. There were a bunch of Falcon fans.
We got the kicker.
From Germany.
Hanging out.
Yes. And we had a lot of folks that it's so funny. You go, Rise Up. Not everybody knows Rise Up, but they know about the Falcons. Ty reminds us we didn't start with Hey Man. You know what Hey Man is in German? Hey, man! It's basically the same thing. So we like to start every hour. Day-Day, jump in with a big hearty, hey, man! And appreciate you guys hanging out with us. The game was just like the last three, Abe. So exasperating because we have enough talent. The good news is we got a lot of talent. The bad news is the general manager who selected this talent probably won't be around to see it coached by somebody who can actually do something with it. Because we've got really good defenders. How about for the second week in a row, huge play by Jalen Walker and Pierce Jr.? This time they take it all the way. You've got these guys that can do these things. You know, you've got a lot of pieces. Drake London's one of the best exciting wide receivers in the league. Bijan's run total's down because they have no commitment to the run. You know, and they just won't stick with it. Look, Zach Robinson is ruining this team. Zach Robinson is ruining this Falcons team. Michael Penix Jr. is going backwards. Penix Jr. is regressing. You got an offensive coordinator has no idea how to save this guy.
It's frustrating because the talent is there. You go head-to-head. You beat the Bills. We can go back to that. You beat the Bills, and I get it. You had an off week, and you're able to present the best of your team. But you go head-to-head the past couple of weeks with the Patriots on the road, with the Colts. On the road, and I guess technically they were on the road a little bit as well. But these are two of the best teams in the AFC. If you go back to the Bills, three, along with the Chiefs, probably three of the four favorites to come out of the AFC, and you're right there with them. And so it feels like it's not a talent problem on the whole of the roster. Mike, it's the second straight week we've had this. You got this many sacks, you got this many turnovers, and you can't do anything to win the game.
Now, I heard from Day-Day, who's producing the show, and engineering today, so he's wearing two hats. You know, Oren, of course, taking Veterans Day off. But anyway, we've got a lot of audio from Coach Raheem Morris, and we'll play that. But I from the sideline, and I said this on our pre-show today, behind the curtains on YouTube, I don't know if you saw it on TV, but from where we saw it, Michael Penix Jr. on three occasions is imploring Zach Robinson after a third down that isn't converted to help him get the play in sooner.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Penix Jr. is struggling. His footwork looks like he's in wet cement. They make him, as part of the play design, do some of these where he turns his back to the line. I don't even know how you describe some of these pirouettes he's making back there. It's not helping.
No.
And then it's third down. It's third down.
And long.
So what do you think the Colts are going to freaking do? Zach Robinson, first get the play in a timely fashion. So give him options. If they're flooding, if they're coming with five or six guys, then give him an option to get out of it. It's like it's almost like Zach Robinson is not anticipating, oh, by the way, they're going to blitz here.
Yeah.
Do you have something that will work against it?
So here's the thing, Mike, and I think there was a point in this season where Zach Robinson got a fair share of blame. I don't know how much of this is still on him. And obviously some of it, certainly. But you're looking at a team that has no receivers. Drake London aside.
Hey, and by the way, Darnell Mooney, Crow and I said this.
When we're getting there.
When we signed Mooney, I said, I'm cutting you off now. I said, Darnell who?
Yeah.
This year he's freaking Darnell who?
Yeah.
It's not what's up, it's who are you?
No, and that's fair. You want to expect the zero blitz, right? That's what everyone's running. Why can you run that? Because there's no hot route to beat you. Right. There's no go-to. And if there is a go-to, Penix doesn't know about it. And so I agree that Zach Robinson is a problem. I'm not arguing off of that.
Oh, no. It's not all on his shoulders. But when you've got a young quarterback, you need an established offensive coordinator to play to his strengths. Somebody who can tell Michael Penix during the week, hey, if you don't see it, take what they give you. Take 5 yards. Use your feet. Look, Michael Penix, don't get him confused, guys. He's not a dual threat. We're not saying he is. But he is mobile. He ran a 4.5 at the combine despite the knee surgeries. He can move when need be. I'm not saying try to take contact like Josh Allen. But, I mean, there are things you can help him that will be simpler and easier to accomplish so you get ahead of the sticks. And so it's not 3rd and 7 and 3rd and 9 all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to tackle here, Mike. I do think simplifying the offense might be helpful to him. If he's not going to run, you can't make it a one-read, two-read go. If he just refuses to run and continues to look downfield, 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 that's what happens. Sack, fumble, all sorts of bad things. No one's helping him out in the receiving core. When they are there to make plays, he's missing the throws half the time.
Right.
You've got an offensive line that is now banged up. And look, it was already concerned when McGarry went down at the start of the year. Wilkinson held fine for a while. Now you've got some guards that are banged up, and I don't know when you're going to be 100% there. It is all added up to two things. The defense now just keying on Bijan. He can't get going. And if I have to see, Mike, if I have to see another one of these running backs tell Bijan Robinson that he's the future of this position in a game in which they outplayed him massively, and again, this is not necessarily on Bijan. It's what you're allowing defenses to do against you. I'm going to lose my mind. And so that now puts you into the 3rd and long, which then puts you into Michael Penix being pressured, which then puts you into a punt.
Right. And Michael Penix Jr. needs help. Help him. Help him. Put him in positions to succeed. Now, look, Penix Jr., what is every play now on 3rd down looks like Michael Penix Jr. against the Michigan Wolverines in the national championship game when he got mollywomped and couldn't make any throws.
Backstep, throw away.
When he had some amazing wide receivers. He had better wide receivers at Washington than he had here, less Drake London.
Yeah.
Okay, now, granted, they didn't have their running back at 100% in that game, so there was no threat of a run. But Michael Penix Jr. looks like the guy in the national championship who can't get the throws off. The throws are hitting the dirt. Guys, he's making bad throws. I'm not making this all about Zach. He hits Kyle Pitts in the hands, and of course Kyle Pitts says, you know, I'm here in Germany with a national TV audience. What a perfect time to quietly quit on this play, okay? I mean, I saw Drake London yelling at the offensive line, at the sideline. I don't know what that was about, but it was a play where they called a screen to Bijan that got blown up immediately. He did miss a block. It was so predictable, and when you do try to get him out of some things, they see it coming. Because Zach Robinson can't think one step ahead. We need a veteran offensive coordinator. You thought you were going to have Kirk Cousins for 2 years with this guy. No, you need an offensive coordinator to develop a quarterback. Because you know what the worst thing about this, Abe? We're going to miss the freaking playoffs. And now Michael Penix will be the guy with the big question mark over his head going into year 3 and probably dealing with a new offensive coordinator.
Nah,
and that's a recipe for bye-bye, and I'll see you wearing a baseball hat like Justin Fields on the sideline the rest of your career.
I'll tell you what scares me, Mike, is there's a cycle that I'm scared they're entering. And if you get into that cycle, it's not easy to get away from it, especially not when you don't have a first-round pick.
We'll get into that cycle. We'll also say, well, I think this team has now established themselves as one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the league. It's Abe Gordon in for Carl. We got Raheem Morris audio. We'll get to that. Also, Dave Archer will join us. So we're going to cover all the things we just discussed in the opening segment with Arch. That's later right here on 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey man, Dukes and Bell guys, this is how the show brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Let those guys put the lights up. Good idea with Wise Guys. Abe's in for Carl today on Veterans Day. Again, happy Veterans Day. Day-Day doing all the work today, pushing the buttons and running the show. And plenty to talk about. We had a lot of Falcon fans. We'll get more of your phone calls. I know yesterday folks were running hot, and we'll get more of your reaction. Dave Archer will join us at 3:20, and we'll ask him all the questions about, and I say this, I mean, I'm hot about Zach Robinson. I just don't think he's qualified for his position. But I know Michael Penix Jr. is not helping because Michael Penix Jr. is going backwards. And I agree with everything you said. It's not like I'm making all about it. There's a pie chart.
Sure.
It's 50-50, the OC and the quarterback. Because Penix Jr., if you didn't see the post-game video with him and Dave Archer, he literally looks disconsolate. And if you saw him at the dais, and I said this in our pre-show, it's on video at Twitch, it was like anytime Penix would come off the field, and an incomplete pass from Michael Penix Jr. And it was so, it just seemed like everything was magnified. If you're hearing this, the way they were doing the play-by-play, and then they had some analysis from NFL Network in-game. So anytime there'd be a timeout, they'd have some music, they'd have a live band, and you hear like, you know, Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
The former Cleveland Brown going, Michael Penix Jr. having a rough day out there. He really needs to tighten it up.
Come on, man. So you're a lineman. Help out the quarterback a little bit.
Come on, what are we doing? Nobody wants to hear about the lineman because everybody else is dealing with the same lineman situation. That's part of the league. Hopefully you got enough depth. But Penix Jr. he looks lost now. He looks like a lost puppy. And this gets us back to the big picture. There's so many layers to this. The stupidest decision in the history of the NFL was to draft a quarterback and sign Kirk Cousins the same year. It was the I said it then. You can go and check my receipts. I'll die on this hill. I died on it then. I'll continue to die on it. But right now, Michael Penix and the offense is dying because they look terrible. And you need somebody to help him. The idea was you're going to have a first-year OC from an offense that Kirk Cousins is familiar with, so it'll all work because you got a veteran QB. Now you got an offensive coordinator working with a rookie quarterback and a coaching staff that can't seem to help him either streamline it, maximize his talents. They can't even get the freaking play calls in.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people may not agree with what I'm about to say just because there's a general hate for Kirk Cousins after last year, and I understand that. It doesn't help that the one game that he played, it was a mess as well. And maybe you just think Kirk doesn't have it anymore, but it also might point back to what your original point was, is this is not a Penix thing. They're a little bit, sure, but like the fact that Kirk looked inept completely as well as a veteran quarterback in the NFL who's won 100 games and has been very good in this league and couldn't get the offense going either doesn't say a lot for the offensive staff.
Right. There's so many levels. As I said, there's levels. To me, it all went off the rails. St. Patrick's Day weekend, 2022. I'll explain later in the program.
A lot of things went off the rails that day.
Stay tuned. I was working with John Chuckery that day in Sonoy. Anyway, more on that coming up. Yeah, because to me, there's a moment, sort of a benchmark, where the Falcons, look, you can lose a Super Bowl. You still had a really great year in 17. Then, unfortunately, hold on to Dan Quinn. But to me, there's a specific moment where this thing really went off the rails. I'll get to that later. Right now, though, time for a daily download.
Story number one.
Raheem speaks to the media, first starting with Penix's lack of pocket presence and scrambling.
What we've done with him is tell him to be able to use his legs like he did, you know, a week before prior with the big long scramble versus the Patriots. That's something that you love to happen. You know, yesterday he used it a little bit when he got out the pocket and hit Drake on the scramble when the play broke down. He's kind of scrambled to his left. Drake did a nice job of shadowing and following him. He did another big scramble when he was able to hit Bijan along the sideline. You know, you like to see those things happen more, and they could happen more often because he is so athletic and he has that in his body. You know, sometimes you get out the pocket if you go the wrong way. And you not shouldn't say the wrong way. If you go away where there's not people to scramble for you, it's not going to look as good because he's a thrower first, and he's always going to look down the field to throw as opposed to just taking off using his legs at all times. And like we can get better at all those things, and that's something that he can get better at as well. Oh. And I don't know if it's necessarily pocket presence because he's very comfortable in the pocket. He loves being in the pocket. He loves going through the whole dynamic of his progressions. I just think it's sometimes, man, he can use athleticism at times that he can really exploit people.
But there is no pocket, Raheem, so there's no pocket presence because there's no pocket. So you've got to adapt. Roll him out. I'm not – remember like when Shanahan came here, we had Matt Ryan on those design rollouts? Move him away from the pressure. High percentage throw to Kyle Pitts in the flat. 5 yards. Move him around in the pocket, high percentage throw, use the middle of field, Drake London. First freaking down. And I know we've asked him before. We'll be at Flowery Branch tomorrow, and we'll ask him again. What you just talked about in the soundbite, do you communicate that to your offensive coordinator and staff in the game? Or do you just look at the TV? Or you just look at yourself on TV? I don't know. More from Raheem. Here's about the third downs. We just talked about the line. What is his take on why the third down situation is a disaster?
First of all, we got to get shorter third downs. We had a couple more long third downs yesterday. And then the other thing about it is we got to execute better. You know, our first third down of the game, we get sacked for sack fumble. We got to execute what Mike's saying, what he's telling us to do. We got to get those things done from a communication standpoint, from whether it be Mike, whether it be us listening, whatever the cases may be, that we can get those things done because it was clear look, something that we worked on, something that we practiced, something we got to execute. So we got to execute better across the board. We got to execute better for Mike, really. To be absolutely honest with you, like across the board, you know, Mike's got to play better. He wants to play better. He's always going to be one of those guys that's very hard on himself. But he is a young man. He is a first-year quarterback in his first year, and we got to play better for him and around him.
Yeah, and one of the things, and it kind of sounds a little bit like you're headed this direction too, take the easy yards. Not everything has to be a home run. And I know we run a lot of these random screens, and the idea with a screen is to get guys in space and let them make plays. It's also okay to go 2nd and 6, 3rd and 2.
Right.
Which is something we don't see from this team. We don't see enough setting up a manageable third down.
It's an offensive line that is breaking down. And you got enough. And this is why I'll bring it back to Zach. You don't have plan Bs and C. I mean, that's the thing. In the evolution of a game, things you had an idea, you had your game plan, you may have even had scripted plays that are not working. Where is the pivot? I said this, and I apologize for being a broken record. That's what drives me nuts. It's our daily downloads, guys, brought to you by Akins Ford, where end-of-the-year deals start now. Story two, let's get some round ball out west.
Story number two.
Let's start with a thunderous dunk from Jalen Johnson against the Clippers.
Onyeka's going to come in a moment. Now up high, the pass underneath. They get it to Jalen Johnson. A beautiful pass from Kristaps. Jalen jams it home, and the Hawks have cut it to two now, 66-64.
2-1 on the West Coast swing. How about the win? And I thought it was great. They asked Kristaps last night, what's the key to success tonight? Vít Krejci. They were dead in the water, and then boom, he starts bombing threes. And nice to see the other guys stepping up.
Yeah, 8 of 10 from three, and it's a situation where when that guy's going, and it doesn't have to be just him, whoever it is, keep feeding the hot hand. He has a career night, sets a couple of personal highs, career highs. And, yeah, I mean, anytime you're starting a West Coast trip with a couple of road wins, that's strong. And the one thing that we were wondering without Trae Young is who's going to step up. There were the obvious guys, Porzingis and Jalen Johnson. I think some of the non-obvious guys have done a great job, and I think you saw that most recently with Vít Krejci with a career night.
So I said 2-1. They have, again, hopefully going to continue to win these games, but they're now won two of their last three after beating the Lakers. That was at home and then in L.A. And as I said on our pre-show, anytime you beat the Lakers, regardless of the circumstances, I think the crowd always gets up because all the jokers that wear Yankee hats and Laker jackets are always going to be in attendance.
The Notre Dame fans?
Yeah, and Cowboy fans as well. You always want to bust a Lakers fan's chops and say, hey, man, where's your Cowboys jacket? Shut up! I did that once to a Cowboys fan. I said, where's your Lakers jacket? And his wife goes, how did he know?
Oh, boy. Yikes.
True story, Day-Day. True story. I'm telling you, but that was kind of cool to have two-game win streak, as we said, game win of the West Coast swing. Sacramento on Wednesday up there in a really just yucky town, I got to be honest. You ever been to Sacramento?
I haven't been to Sactown.
I mean, they say they're turning it around and making it nicer. I don't know.
How nice.
Maybe
you
need to revisit it, Day-Day. It's been a while. Hey, story number three, baseball. What's that? Okay, doesn't matter. It's about the rookie of the year, and that's Drake Baldwin. Now, he could have probably had even more impressive stats had Brian Snicker used him more, because he probably could have had a lot more than the at-bats in the games that he played in, because of the insistence to ride with Murphy when he was struggling with the injury, which now know has lingered for 4 years. But I thought it was a no-brainer. I know there was some competition out there, but Drake Baldwin. And I thought, you know, the worry about him defensively, I think that was certainly mitigated later in the year. I don't think there were some teething pains behind the plate. But again, it's not like everybody's Lou Brock out there, like guys are stealing bases in bunches.
I thought he got better as the year went along, and I think I do want to give a little bit of credit to Snitker for eventually getting to the point where this guy's going to be our DH on days he's not catching. Marcell Ozuna's kind of come and gone in terms of usefulness, and I think that's probably what ended up, Mike, winning him the Rookie of the Year, is the fact that he got those extra at-bats and a chance to add to the team.
Hey, man, every Wednesday, our man Day-Day has got your connection for Prep Sports Nation. Comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights right here on the mighty 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. I'm going to yell more about the Falcons, and Abe and I will debate. And you'll hear more from Raheem Morris's Word Salad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, man, this hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Wise Guys Lights. Brighten your holidays this year. When is it time to put your Christmas lights? They're up already in parts of Berlin, I can tell you that.
Do it now.
Yeah, get it going, man. Let's get some cheer in here. Man, by the way, it was warmer in Berlin than when we landed in Atlanta. How crazy is that?
I'll tell you what.
Cold patch came through.
I went for a run this morning.
Of course you did.
Perfect temperatures for a run. I mean, just pristine. It was like, I don't know, 30, 34.
Perfect temperatures for runners and dogs. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ike and Ellie were like spring-loaded today when I took the dogs for a walk today. They get out there and they're just doing their thing. So much fun being in Berlin. Gave you some of the sights and sounds. Thanks, by the way, to the guys at Fox, Miles, Garrett, and all the crew over there. We were with a bunch of our buddies. And if you're new to the show, we used to do this really cool event called Three-Piece Suit Football. And they would always have a big event, Super Bowl Saturday. And it was a great event right over by the skate park off of the Beltline. And Cam Miller is one of the guys who did it. He's now with Johns Hopkins up in Baltimore, but we're still friends. So we had a whole crew of Atlanta people and Cam, and we were walking around with my wife Becky, and did Checkpoint Charlie. And it's funny because you're on the phone like, where are you? Like, I'm right in front of Checkpoint Charlie. You arguably can't have a better landmark. It's like, I'm right in front of the picture of the American soldier. Oh, okay, there you are. I'm right over here having a beer. But we hooked up and we walked over to the Brandenburg Gate and we're hanging out over there. And sure enough, there's the Fox crew. And I was like, hey, you want to go on? I'm like, sure, jump on. Did like 2 minutes on TV back to Atlanta on Saturday morning.
Yeah, you were all over the place. I saw a bunch of your posts. I saw a couple people like just randomly be like, I just ran into Mike Bell in Germany. So
yeah,
you were making the rounds. I know you have. Man, it looked from your pictures. When you, your lovely bride, the whole week, it wasn't just Berlin. You guys, right. You guys made a couple different stops, and I was super jealous. Europe is one of those places where it's just it's so difficult at times to get to, and there's so much
to see
in the various city. And I don't know how to do it right unless you're like a summer, like a whole summer there.
I was blessed and cursed at the time. We all got hired for this great radio opportunity in Los Angeles, and we all got fired because the company got sold. Got a nice severance package. Carl has heard the story a million times, and Carl spent time with his dad, whose dad was a career army officer in Germany as well as a child. But I spent about 9 months in Greece.
Yeah.
And that was just a great opportunity to see all of Europe and you know, the Euro Rail Pass and get
there.
Sure. But Prague, for those who've never been, ran into a father and son, Jim and his son, who both go to Georgia Tech. And it was funny because he hit me up on Twitter. He goes, hey, we're in Prague. And he's like, let's hook up. And I go, well, you're not a weirdo, are you? You know, I mean, being a wise ass, but
yeah, dude, sliding into your DMs,
right,
Mike Bell.
But we ended up having a great time and good dudes, and we had a couple of like warm ciders by the heater overlooking the river in Prague. It was just freaking perfect.
How much now? With today's date, obviously the 11th Veterans Day, and we appreciate everyone's service. You were there just all in that general area right after Oktoberfest. Was there still the stench of Oktoberfest? And I don't mean physical stench.
I've been to Oktoberfest in Munich, and that's the one you want to do.
Yeah.
That's the big one. But they have now again, it's kind of a tourist trap, but there's, Lord knows, there were 1,000 Germans, so 1,000 Germans can't be wrong. But we were in the Hofbräuhaus, which is a traditional, enormous size, you know, Hofbräu, where you've got everybody with the literally
big picnic table things
right out of central casting, the big German woman holding like the giant tray with 15 huge 25-ounce beers, you know, and the pig knuckles, which is just unbelievable, and giant pretzels, and all the different brats and wurst, you know, the curry wurst my wife loved. But it was so funny because my stomach was upside down for much of the week. I was trying to ride through it.
I was just going to get into that.
I got a stomach flu, and I'll tell you more about it later. We could talk some Falcons here. By the way, 404-726-0929. This will also make you have something wrong with your stomach. What do you feel about Michael Penix, guys? Where are you on Michael Penix? How much do you like me? I'm putting it 50-50. I'm putting 50. No, or if you want to do a pie chart, the offensive line is jacked up, but there's no pivot from the OC. But we'll talk about it. How many of you guys are with me? It's a combination of Zach and Michael Penix. Michael Penix, I don't think, trusts Zach Robinson right now, and I don't freaking blame him. And Michael Penix Jr. has also made some horrible decisions. His footwork looks awful. He looks nothing like the quarterback that Terry Fontenot told me was the slam dunk, and there was no way they were going to pass on him. So we'll get into that right now. 404-726-0929. Where do you fall on this? Because talking to Falcon fans on the plane coming back, a lot of folks, there's a lot of folks who are still giving Penix the benefit of the doubt. Some guys are saying, look, man, he's got to play better. A lot of folks agreeing with me that the coaching staff is not helping him. You got to pivot. That's why I said something like a high percentage rollout where you can get the ball, and maybe we get lucky and Pitts breaks a tackle. You know, next thing you know, you get a small play turns into an explosive play.
I didn't know we were allowed to have yards after the catch.
Right? No, but you touched on a great subject. You know, we got rid of, and I don't know what it was with Ray. He had 670 yards right now. He ain't too shabby behind whatever Drake London's putting up. You got Drake London having a Pro Bowl caliber year. Darnell Mooney was never healthy from the first day of camp.
Yeah.
There was contact, and he screwed up his shoulder. Then it was a hamstring. Darnell Mooney has been, let's be honest, guys, a zero in high tops. So as Aches, as Jake, I'm butchering your name, as Abe said, you can't expect the defense to not go, well, he's got no one to throw with. Let's come after him.
I think the last time I hosted with you, I don't even remember which game it was, but I was like, seven guys defend Bijan, two guys defend Drake, and make someone else beat you. And that may have even been the Miami game. I don't know.
Right.
It's been bad. Either way, I do want to say one thing about Penix before I actually want to turn this around and ask you a question because you brought it up. The one thing I need Penix to do is be better at what he can control. The accuracy,
yes.
The footwork, using his legs. Forget Zach Robinson, okay? Forget Zach Robinson for a moment. Outside of that, Penix has to be better where he can be better. I think it starts there, and I think that's what's frustrating and disappointing. I think we'd all feel, not great, but we'd feel a little bit better about this if it was a situation where Penix was doing some of the things we need him to do pretty well, but the offense was just a mess outside of that. It's a mess outside of that, and he's not being particularly good. That's a problem. You said he doesn't trust Zach Robinson. Outside of Drake London, Bijan Robinson, who does he trust? Because it's probably not the offensive line. There's no other receivers. I don't know if Kyle Pitts is in that discussion right now. I don't think he trusts anyone involved in this offense, except for number five and number seven.
There's a lot of things that are wrong right now with the offense. So how do you, you know, pivot to it? That's what I said. How do you get to the things that can work and help your quarterback? But you just touched on it, and I agree with you. He's made some terrible throws. Guys, if you don't see Michael Penix has made some terrible throws the last couple of weeks, I don't know what you're watching. So let's, if we can have a conversation, because I know sometimes we get into the quarterback. That's my quarterback. And sometimes agendas come into play. He's a guy who, how about the Mooney throw? He's late seeing Mooney open in the flat, then throws flat-footed and sails it. Okay? That's a terrible throw. You know, there's one, I know we saw Mooney with the drops and we saw the obligatory Kyle Pitts drop, but he's missing guys. He's throwing the ball into the ground. I don't understand the play design where he's, again, this play action where he rolls out of a, and then you've just wasted a second doing nothing.
For, you know, a line that can't hold you for an extra second.
But that goes back to Zach. Goes back to Zach. Because it's just, that's why it's just shotgun, boom, ball's out, slant, shot, roll out, quick hit. Ball's got, I mean, the time you're asking him, this line to hold, to Abe's point, is non-existent. Let's see what the guys have to say about our issues on third down. We're one of the worst now. We were, I think, 23rd going into the game, and now our third down efficiency has just got
over,
awful.
Over eight later, didn't get good?
The worst. Hey, man, DB, you're on Dukes and Bell. What you got, man, in the A?
Hey, man, how y'all doing today, man?
Good, boss.
I'm sorry, though, man. Like, Penix got to control what he can control. Like, as far as we know right now, we all know the coaching staff is not getting it done. But at the end of the day, if you're an NFL quarterback, if I'm in Pennant's camp, this offseason, hey, bro, you got to go train with somebody. You got to get with somebody to help better you and to control your situation. Like, his footwork, all the problems we talking about with Pennant, he came into the league with. Like, we knew he had accuracy problems. He had bad footwork at Washington. Like, we knew these problems. You know what I'm saying? But he still hasn't grown and took care of his business. Mm. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. Like, he needs training in the interview. Like, when he – after the press game, like, he looked like this can't be the leader of our team, bro. Like, you can't be on the sideline a deer in headlights after you don't convert on third down. All we see is you on the side. Head is not in the iPad looking at the plays. Nobody's talking to you. You like a deer in headlights. Like,
hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. I will say this. They got his back. The teammates have. But I understand there is a role as a when you have a leadership role, there is, you know, call it a countenance, the way you handle your, there is a swagger you got to maintain. That's one thing about Baker Mayfield. You know, whether he throws four picks or four touchdowns, he's going to have that edge and swagger, and you've got to have that confidence. But that's where we're in now. We're at a crossroads where the guy's got a crisis of confidence.
Yeah, I think
to
it was
the caller's point.
I think it was the quote, and remember to the Titans, attitude reflects leadership. And I think partially that's what people are looking at, is they don't necessarily love how he looks, the attitude in the post game, and I understand that. I agree with DB, though. If everything's going to be a mess, and it has been. And here's the other thing. It's not a one or zero here. This is not a binary code situation. It's not all Zach Robinson or all Mike Penix. There are Venn diagrams that overlap with one of the circles is linemen, one of the circles is receivers, one of the circles is play calling and Zach Robinson, one of the circles is Penix. And you have got to be able to figure out what you can control and work as best as you can with Zach Robinson, and that hasn't happened.
But there's Yates. You got a former quarterback who played at the NFL level. They've got to fix the footwork.
Yeah.
I mean, the footwork just looks – I mean, we said it the other day, last week, and it continues to be a problem. He looks like he's uncomfortable. You put him in a position where at least he's looking down the field. I don't – you know me, man. I know that he's comfortable in the shotgun. They're not going to change the pistol. It's like it's way too much now to ask him to be under center. That ship has freaking sailed. But let's have the ball come out quickly. Quick hits.
Problem.
The ball. You cannot have. And also, it looks like when you watch him, when he sees something initially, he doesn't go to it. He doesn't have the confidence initially to go to what's open or what he thinks. Maybe, is it open? Is it not open?
I do think that happens for sure. The is it open? Is there a window? Am I supposed to be leading this guy? Here's my problem with, like, take your steps and the ball comes out. Who's getting open that quick on this team?
It should be Pitts and Drake. It should be Pitts Pitts should be able to use his athleticism to stop. There's so many ways you should be able to do things that would work. I mean, if anything else, you got to find more imaginative plays in the passing game. And I don't think they did that with Bijan. See, that's the thing. Bijan, when Mooney's having a day like that and Algier is running, then all of a sudden, okay, guess what? Wide receiver two becomes Bijan and Algier becomes running back one. But again, that requires imagination and the ability for the offensive coordinator to get his head out of his tuchus and pivot.
You know what absolutely kills me? And this is not just a Zach Robinson thing, although certainly him as well. You watch games, Mike, college on Saturdays, pros on Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever. We watch these games and we see guys get schemed open.
Correct.
When was the last time we have and I don't mean a guy falls and a guy's run. We don't scheme anyone.
Well, how about did you see the throw that Gunnar Stockton made across the middle? Was that Delp it went to? It was an unbelievable throw. I want to say it was Delp. But I mean, just basically trusting him to drop, have the quarterback have the confidence, hit the ball. There's no fluidity to the offense as far as the moving. You feel like, other than Drake, the moving target.
Yeah.
You know, look, Michael Penix Jr. had good footwork, planted his feet, makes a perfect throw to Kyle Pitts, and he frigging drops it. And it could have gone for an opening touchdown. Now, there's a lot of blame to go around. I don't want it to be all about Penix, because his receiver core, and the tight end is part of it, has been brutal. Tim's in the A. Tim, we're talking about our just passing game looks dreadful, especially third down. Tim in the A. Hey, man, you're on 92.9. What you got?
Guys, I've been hearing that Michael Penix has some issues with his footwork and his mechanics. Oh, my God, this isn't junior high or high school or college ball. I played a lot of ball. I mean, this is ridiculous. If he's a pitcher on the baseball team and you had one guy pitch every game and he was flawed, you'd send him down to the minor leagues. What on earth is Michael or the Fontenot, Terry Fontenot, doing picking a guy that has flaws and putting him out there in the National Football League and not in high school?
Too late. First off, he was a tremendously accurate thrower in Washington against, albeit Pac-12 offenses. This was a lot
of wide open receivers.
A lot of wide open receivers, but this was a guy. We can't be revisionist. We were looking back. He was dropping dimes. This guy was. But then when you saw him against pressure in that national championship game against Michigan, this is what Michael Penix Jr. looks like the last couple of weeks. He doesn't look like the Michael Penix Jr. that beat Oregon. He looks like the guy that got beat badly by Michigan. Got time for one more? Is it Aaron? Hey, Aaron? We'll squeeze him in. Where is he at? Stone Mountain? Hey, man. You're in Dukes and Bell. What you got?
Hey, guys. How you going? How you doing?
Good.
I'm glad you had a good time in Germany, Bill. It's tough right now. I really was on the train of getting Zach Robinson out of town, but when you have a quarterback that is 31st in QBR, I mean, last two games, we've been 1-18 on third down. During this four-game slide, we're 8-40 on third down. It's hard to really put the finger on who's really to blame. We have a top three running back. We have a top 10 wide receiver, and we have a top five decoy at tight end. We just have a lot that we got to figure out right now. But with this defense, with these last two games, I mean, we were right there. We were right there. We could have won the game. So the game plan is there. We just have to execute. Stop with these intentional groundings, at the end of the game. I mean, we're on our third kicker. So, the season is done, but we're just going to have to finish strong as we can. But I will say, if we lose and look and embarrass ourselves to the Panthers this Sunday – yeah, I can't defend Zach Robinson. I can't even defend Raheem. It is what it is.
Hey, man, thanks for the call, brother. Abe is of the opinion we could win our next three games. I still don't think that's good enough to make the NFC playoffs. We'll get into all that, guys. A reminder, Friday, join the morning shift at Publix in the Branch, Flowery Branch, a special broadcast. Pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, 6 to 9 Publix, the Flowery Branch store on 92.9 The Game. We'll come back, a little bit of 4th-and-1, and we will talk. What's that day? Adam Schefter, special guest today. He's got something he's involved with. We'll get Adam Schefter's take on all the firings in the NFL, and is anybody next here in Atlanta?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.